views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now? And who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Now, here is your host, Dr. Susan Allison.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to We Carry the Light, where you find inspiration for transformation. I'm your host, Dr. Susan Allison, and I am thrilled to be here with you on my very first show at this new network. Before introducing today's guest, my beautiful friend, Eva Maria Mora, I want to tell you just a little bit about me and my show. I'm a transpersonal psychologist in private practice in Central California, and I use hypnotherapy, process therapy, energy medicine, and shamanic trance to help my clients heal, among other techniques. Also, I want you to know that I did 55 shows as a host at another network, and I absolutely loved being on the radio and having all of these wonderful listeners with me. I've missed it terribly during about a two-year break. I quit the first show because my husband was very ill, and I wanted to spend every single minute with him. And I'm so glad I did, because he passed away in 2013. It has been a challenging year and a half for me, as you can imagine. Some of you might have heard me on the Dr. Pat Show this past Tuesday, where I talked about my soulmate, Tom, and read from our poetry book. And you can go to the archive show and listen to that if you missed it. But the good news is that I am healed enough now to again have my own radio show, and I've called it We Carry the Light. So what do I mean by that, by the show's title, We Carry the Light? I mean that every single one of us is made up of energy. That is actually, and I heard this recently from someone, it's actually densely packed light. And the entire universe is also made of this light. Wow. Every time I say that, I just get chills. I love that. And also, this light is within us. It's our essence. It's who we truly are. I believe as light beings and light workers, we're to carry our light of information and wisdom and love to everybody that we can. This is my mission, and it may be yours. I'd like you to see if this description feels like you. You are a light bringer or light worker if you sense that you have a mission on the planet this lifetime. You feel almost compelled to discover what your soul's purpose is and then live it, which means taking action to bring it about. As a light bringer, you often are in service, either in a profession or in your life as a spiritual practice or both. You, as a light bringer, often feel a oneness with others and with nature. You may want to create heaven on earth, or end poverty, or create an end to war and establish peace on earth. Perhaps you want to provide food for all, or homes for the homeless, or for refugees, or a safe place for all children to be. Now, at times, this task may seem overwhelming to you if you're a light bringer or a light worker. But I want you to know that you are not alone, that there are millions of us. And this is one of my goals for this show, is that I hope to bring us together here. I will have guests who are light workers, who are making a difference on the planet and model for us how to discover our gifts and share them with the world. So everyone, no more playing small. It's time for us to be our biggest selves and to shine our light brightly. So how about that? And I hope that you guys are going to jump on this bandwagon with me, starting today with my very first show. So one such light bringer who is blindingly bright is our guest for today, who is my dear friend, Eva Maria Mora. Eva Maria and I have only met once at a conference that she organizes in Germany called Children of Light. And I loved her immediately and actually fell in love with her before I even met her, because she was on my radio show when I had a show called The Empowered Healer Show. She was a guest on my show and I loved her then, and we're sure that we have been together in other lifetimes. So I know that you're going to fall in love with her too. Eva Maria was a successful businesswoman living in Germany when her life took a dramatic turn. And I want her to tell you that personal story about that dramatic turn. Professionally, she earned her MBA and was a top management consultant who trained executives in Fortune 500 companies. But this life-changing event occurred, and Eva Maria left the business world and became a renowned clairvoyant, medical intuitive, and spiritual teacher. In the year 2000, Eva Maria left Germany for the United States, and she was already trained in psychotherapy at that time and what she calls quantum angel healing. Her brilliant book, Quantum Angel Healing, provides tools for working with the unseen world to accelerate healing and personal transformation. So I've read the book several times, in fact, love it, and know that you're going to want to get it, and she'll tell you about that later. So welcome, Eva Maria. I am so happy you're here.
Thank you so much, Susan, for this wonderful introduction of your show and of me and my work. I'm very honored to be the first guest on that new, very important show that you call We Carry the Light. It's really important that we come together and network, and that people know about who else is out there reaching out to help other people. And this is a beautiful place where you can and will in the future find everybody. So I think that's a very important calling, and I love the title of the show.
Thank you so much. You know, it's actually the name of my CD. And I think I may have sent you one, but it's my CD, We Carry the Light, of original songs that I'm singing and that just came as divine downloads. And so the title of that CD is We Carry the Light. And I really was drawn to calling the show by the same name. So that's how that happened. So thank you. Thank you for saying that. I want to tell listeners that during the show, you can call in. And I want to always have guests that inspire you to call in and ask them a personal question about your life. So the number that you call is 800-930-2819. And you can call into the show and talk to Eva Maria in person, which I think is exciting. So I want you to start, if you would. I know that I got everybody's curiosity up by not telling your story, but the story is so amazing. Would you, and I know you've told it a million times, but could you tell it again about what happened that caused this huge dramatic turn and transformation in your own life?
Yes, I can. And I will come back to your CD and your music, though, because I love it so much, and that's how I recognize you. So I just want to say that really, really quick, because your songs, your music have a certain vibration, and that's how I recognize your soul, and that's how I knew that you're this awesome person. That's why I invited you to come as a speaker to the conference, because that is the vibration, and you were talking about energy and energy medicine, and that is what, you know, after so many years, now I work every day in. But I kind of go back to start where I didn't know in my head anything about energy medicine. And if you guys who are listening out there don't know anything about energy medicine, doesn't matter. If you could just please join the bandwagon, like Sue said, that we all are made of energy. And that is the first thing I want to just, you know, point out. We're all made of energy, and sometimes we feel good, sometimes we feel bad, and it has a reason. So when I was in top management consulting, I worked 80 hours a week, and I wasn't always feeling good because it was very stressful. I was flying around Europe and, you know, worked very hard. And then I had a baby. And this baby is also a baby of the light, a light bringer, a light worker. It has a purpose like all of you. And this baby's purpose was to change my life completely. And it did change because after 6 months, he was just 6 months old, very cute, first little tooth, very sweet boy. I didn't feel good at all and said, what's going on with me? Maybe I need a vacation. Went on vacation, came back, felt as horrible. I couldn't think clear. All my muscles were aching. I was not able really to walk anymore. And then was time to get my blood work done. And the professor said, okay, if you continue, you're going to be dead in 4 weeks. Mm. And I thought, it must be a mistake. They mixed up the blood work with somebody else because I was always healthy, always strong, top management. Nothing could bring me down. But at this point in my life, I got this huge, huge wake-up call. And those wake-up calls come for many people. It could be an illness like it was for me. It could be a divorce, it could be the loss of a job, the loss of a person. We all have those wake-up calls.
Yep.
And there is no one on the planet who will not go through those wake-up calls that I call initiations. And they are horrible, they are painful, they're awful. I couldn't work for many months, and I had to reflect what I was doing and learned about healing. I was desperate because I didn't want to die. I really had this baby, and I want to take care of him.
Mm.
So what we do is when we are desperate and don't know where to turn, no matter what religion we have, what we believe in, and it really doesn't matter, it's return to some higher power that we believe in, and it can have different names. And I pray to, and I said, if there is a higher power here, please help. And I need some help. And I didn't know what to do. And then that one day when I was praying, all of a sudden I was just by myself in the bedroom. I felt a presence. I had my eyes closed and it was like, who is in my bedroom? You know, you can feel like when people look at you, you can feel it. Even if they look in your back, you can feel like the eyes are burning in your back. You can feel it.
Yeah,
so I always felt energy. So I felt this presence, opened my eyes. And with my eyes open, I saw this beautiful light being standing right there, all white and shiny.
Wow.
And I wasn't afraid. I was surprised, but I was afraid. And in this moment, I felt comfort, too. And then I received this message.
Yes.
You will be fine.
Mm. Wow. Eva Maria, we're going to need to...
I had tears running to tell my... I knew in that moment. I was...
Oh, gosh. What I'd like to do, though, is take a break so that we come back hearing how your life changed from this angelic being that appeared in your room. Your life changed completely, didn't it?
And please let me know when we have to go on breaks because I can talk forever. Sorry when it gets emotional. Go ahead.
I know, but I love that. I love your story, and I do have to take a break. We'll be right back with Eva Maria Mora.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to We Carry the Light. If you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Susan Allison. This is my maiden voyage, as Chris said earlier. And it's my very first show on this network, Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited also to have my wonderful friend, Eva Maria Mora, on the show. And if you missed it, she just told this beautiful story about an angel, angelic presence of light appearing in her bedroom and telling her that she is going to be absolutely fine when she was diagnosed with an illness. And the doctor said, you maybe have 4 weeks to live. She had a six-month-old baby, beautiful baby boy, when she was told that. And so this angel has appeared in her room. And Eva Maria, I'd love you to keep going from here and tell us what happened.
Well, I try to make it short because this is already 20 years ago.
I know it.
And a lot happened in between.
I know. I met your beautiful son in Germany, and I actually started crying because I remembered that six-month-old baby, and you were told you were going to die. And then there he was, this tall, strapping young man when I met him.
Yeah, you did meet him. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a talented musician, and he brings his love through his music for healing, you know, for people to the planet. So, like you said at the beginning, there's millions of so-called light workers or just beautiful, kind people. You don't even have to give them a name. Just
right.
Beautiful, kind people who are just have kindness in their heart, who want to just share their love, do something for others. And there are so many kind people. And sometimes when we hear all the awful news, we forget about it. So I met a lot of kind people when I was looking for them. I was looking for other than, you know, the sometimes very self-centered business people that I experience in the other world. I was looking for people who have a different calling, a different mission. I met a lot of teachers. I studied a lot of different things about from hands-on healing, all kinds of different modalities with teachers from New Zealand, from China, from Europe, from the U.S., from everything. All I had done yet is learn about shamanic healing. I wanted to do that, and that was in the year 2000, and I already had my own practice because I found so much more fulfillment in helping other people with all what I have learned. Mm-hmm. And in the year 2000, I came over to the United States again and met a wonderful person that you know, too. His name is Michael, and he was, studying with a shaman. He came from Los Angeles to Arizona to study with a shaman for many years, and we met. And I didn't learn much, to tell you the truth, about shamanic healing, but I learned more about love because I met Michael. We fell in love. We're married, and we're doing this work together, and we're teaching together, helping people. I was looking for a modality that is going really, really deep, and that might be because I am from a business background. I wanted to know, is there anything that transforms the cause for an illness, for a difficult life situation? That's what I was looking for. And then I was working with my guides, with my angels, and they said, yeah, that is quantum angel healing. And I'm like, okay, quantum angel healing. I Googled it. I couldn't find it. I was really like, and then I found out, okay, this is the modality that you're going to write a book about. And I'm like, I don't want to write a book. I was scared. I wrote two thesis papers for my MBA, my other degrees. I didn't want to write.
Yeah.
But one day, I got an email from Random House, which is the largest publisher in the world. They had heard about my work, and they said, could you please write a book?
Wow.
And I'm pretty shocked because that was not, in my head that I said, oh, I want to do this. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I overcame a lot of my own blockages because, I had them. I had writer's block or whatever you call that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found out why, too. In past lives, like Middle Ages or whatever, long time ago, I was living in a monastery, and I was writing all about the herbal remedies, about all kinds of healing. So I've done it in many lifetimes.
Yes.
And they were burned, those books burned. And so I took a little oath, I'm never going to do this again.
Yep.
And no wonder I had a writer's block. So there's a lot of people who have done wonderful healing work in other lifetimes and are blocked. And I want to help those people, too, to unleash the gifts, to bring it out and to get over that, to transform that. And this is the thing with quantum angel healing. We can go very, very deep no matter where a blockage, an energy blockage, an information got into the system that doesn't belong there anymore and that keeps you from living happy, living abundant, being in love. And there's just the normal topics that everybody has in their life. With quantum angel healing, we can help those people.
Wonderful. I wanted to stop you. I want to stop you. It's a lot of information for listeners. I want to just stop and honor you for paying attention. Because you see, I work with people in my therapy practice and have them journey inside their bodies and heal them. And basically, they're being told to pay attention. So, when an angel appears in your room, an angel tells you the title of a book, Random House tells you to write a book for them. You really paid attention, and these were dramatic, but I do see people who don't pay attention. So I want to honor you for really paying attention and listening and in a sense, doing what the divine told you to do with your life, Eva Maria. So I really want to honor you for that right now.
Well, thank you. And it's still not really like somebody else told me what to do. It's more to listen to my own soul, to my own soul. It's just, comes, you see signs around you.
Yes.
There are little reminders.
Yeah.
So, and when you get invited to do those things, Yeah, pay attention. That is a good message, because I believe everybody has a calling. Everybody has an important life purpose. We're
That's
all like
right.
pieces, like in a big, big puzzle, and everybody is important, and this
yep.
has a beautiful yep. gift, and some are just to be discovered, like mine was. I had no clue about it. And then
yep.
it was discovered. And
that's right. That's right. But you still paid attention. And so I just want listeners,
yes.
You paid attention to the calling within you. You paid attention to your higher self, your own soul. And, you know, you have a gift in terms of being able to speak with angels. And I'm wondering, can everyone do that? Can any of us who are listening to you also speak to angels?
My answer is yes, if that's what you would like to do. Not everybody
mm-hmm.
has to, but I
mm-hmm.
have been training people together with my husband for over 10 years.
Wow.
Hundreds, I think thousands of people in many different countries. Everybody who had the wish to connect to the divine, to
mm-hmm.
the angels, to nature beings, or unicorns, whatever they want to do.
Yep.
I specialize in angels and archangels, to open their channel to another world than just 3D, third dimension.
Right.
Everybody in my class within 4 days, 3 or 4 days, was receiving angel messages and passing them on to the group.
Wow, and that's amazing.
Everybody.
4 days. Wow, that's amazing. We're going to need to take another break, but When you come back, listeners, and when Eva Maria comes back, I want her to tell us how to do that. If it's your calling to speak to angels, we're going to learn how. We'll be right back.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women, and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light. I'm Dr. Susan Allison, your host, and we have a wonderful guest with us today, Eva Maria Mora, who is talking to us about how to connect with angels in her work, Quantum Angel Healing. So, Eva Maria, tell us more about your work.
Okay. Like I mentioned earlier, I wanted to find something that transforms the cause for an illness, not just treat symptoms, not just take a pill and then you won't feel your pain no more. It's about finding out, why do you have that pain? Why is this going on in your life? And with learning over the years, I understood more about the quantum field, about that we're all energy beings, and that energy has information stored in your energy field, in your physical body. The physical body is not really physical. It's like little atoms, little particles, little waves, you know, if you want to put on different glasses. Just I call them the energy glasses to see energy like I see. I can see why an illness got created, what belief system, what programming is behind it, and how to dissolve it. And that's what I and that's what I teach, and that's what my students do. And it's very, very powerful because, see, if you compare it with a computer system and you have a virus in there or you have just a wrong information, you need to transform that information and recode it. And that is the new work that I do. I call it cosmic recoding, because we found out that we're just all light and everything is coded. The whole universe is only code. And if you change that code and change your vibration and your frequency, the symptoms will go away.
Yes.
So this advanced energy medicine, but it's very simple. Today I had a teenager that I work with. I work with clients every day. And he got it, so everybody else can get it. It's just like tuning an instrument. You tune back into a vibration of harmony, a vibration of your own strength, your own power, your own youth, your own health, and you can do this. And
wow.
That's my work, and I absolutely love doing this and teaching it.
I would love for you to just explain a little more specifically if you can. And, you know, obviously not using names, but I'd love for you to share maybe some memorable cases, memorable people who've come to you and have healed. I guess I'd love to know, does the person go into trance? Do they go into a kind of a relaxed state? Do you have them somehow go in their body? Like, how do you do this recoding or this quantum angel healing with a person? So if someone comes to you with an illness or a life situation that's difficult or emotional issue, and then what do you do?
What I do is I connect with the spirit realm, with their guides, with their angels, with their soul. So I open up myself to perceive not just what they tell me, what's going on in their life, but to perceive the whole energy field with all their information in it. And then I receive the information and I share with them why this got created and how come that the symptom is there. And sometimes it's stuff when they were like little as a baby or in a past life or whatever, wherever that's coming from, it doesn't matter. It's like looking into their whole field and their whole being. And so I share this information with them, and it usually makes a lot of sense to them.
Yes.
And they understand that. It's easy to understand once you are looking at it from a different perspective. Yesterday, I was working with a client, and we were talking about perspective. And if you are, let's say you're in New York, and you're standing a foot away from a huge skyscraper, like you're like a foot away, you cannot look up and see everything, how high that building is. You cannot see it, okay? Although you're close to it, like you're close to your own life.
Yep.
I do, I can step back, see the whole situation, and I can see from a different perspective how high that building is, for example. Yeah, I can see, oh, it's 250 stories high. So I have a different perspective. I can go back in time. I can go in a place where there's no space. I can see from a different perspective what those people cannot see, but they can feel it. And then once we have found out why all this is, we do energy transformation that is almost like, if you want to call it, a meditation. So they're in a relaxed state of being. It's not trance or anything else. They're very aware. They're very clear. But they are working with their own soul and working with angels that help to transform whatever information is there. That's in the quantum angel healing. You go in the quantum field in a relaxed state of being, and you dissolve those programs or belief systems or emotions. I explain everything in my book. I want to make it short. The cause of the symptom, you transform it in the energy field. And then we transform the cause, the symptom is gone. It's very relaxing. It's very wonderful. It's very easy. When I train my students, they work hands-on. They do energy healing work hands-on, so the people are relaxed.
Yes.
And then they receive the information why it's coming, and then they change it. So how I work now, after 20 years of doing it, I only work over the phone. I don't need to be in the same room for people to feel it in their body, to have the result right away.
Wow.
And with cosmic recoding, we change the light codes. We work directly with the soul. And the beautiful thing afterwards is, and that is so exciting, people receive a code for a vibration. It could be like a number, for example, like you have a radio station. They receive this code during the session, and they can always, just with this code, tune back into that frequency and that vibration and use it in daily life. It happens in their life. They can always tune back to that.
Yeah, so this is actually this coding. I know you're so excited about it. I can hear it in your voice. This is what this is what's in your new book. So just mention it to people. I know it's just in German now, but just mention it, and that, you know, it will be available in English eventually. So I'd love you just to mention the title, and for people, put the vibration out there in the universe that this book is coming. Go ahead and tell them the title.
The title is Cosmic Recoding.
Yep.
Cosmic Recoding.
So wonderful.
I am excited about it. You know, I can tell a million stories. It works for every situation, every illness. It works for businesses, for companies, for everything. So because we're all in the cosmos, everything is information. And if something isn't going the way you'd like it to, we'll find the reason, we change the information, and then you are the creator. You're no longer the victim. You are the creator of what your heart's desire is.
Fabulous. That's, you know, that's totally how I work, is to empower people to be their own empowered healers. So, you know, what I also got this idea I'd like you to do is to tell people either a phone number or an email address or your website right now, because it sounds like, even though the book isn't out in English, that you can do phone sessions with people even now.
Yes, I can. And especially if you want to have something in the afternoons or evenings, because then that's the only openings I have. I'm very, very busy, but please go to quantumangel.com, quantumangel.com. And you can read about quantum angel healing there. There's my whole book tour and schedule for Europe. And you can book a session there. And my gift for you, for everybody who listens today, is that if you book a session, you'll receive the gift of 30 minutes for free. And
wow.
That is my time, and that's the most precious thing I have to give.
Yes.
Because, like, I'm a busy person, and
yes.
But I'm willing to share that. And also, I'm willing to, because I've been asked so many times, when are you teaching the U.S. again?
Yeah.
It's really difficult if you write books and tour and all that in
yeah.
so many countries. So, but I live in the U.S., and I would love to teach here, and the U.S. is a big country. So my solution
yes.
is to offer an online training. So if you're interested in an online training, you will see my email on my website. Please send an email today if you can, and then we can arrange something that will be a special that is not official. It's just for the listeners of the show. If you're interested in receiving training in quantum angel healing and new powerful energy medicine, send me an email. I said yes because I see the need, and I love to teach, and I'll make some effort to offer more also life workshops in the U.S.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I asked you, in fact, at the break, you know, if you're going to do any more teaching here. So I love that. And, you know, some people listen to the archive show, like they'll listen to it tomorrow because they have to work. It's noon here. And so, you know, maybe they, hopefully somebody who contacts you today or tomorrow, would that be okay?
Yes.
Because
okay,
yeah,
this is
okay, great.
No time.
Oh, great.
There is no time. Whenever they listen.
Thank you.
There, whenever yeah. you listen, your heart says yes.
Good.
Send an email and we'll find a way, you know.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's like when the students are ready, the teacher will come and I will show up, and that's I'm committed to teach, and so I will be happily doing it and just
awesome.
You know, expand time here for all of us.
Oh, yay you. Yay you. So I wanted to ask, just because I read this in your book, and, you know, I've read your book so many times, but you talk about, you know, how stuffing our emotions is very, very harmful. And you have emotional programs in the book that you talk about. And I wondered if you would mention maybe a couple and talk about their purpose, these emotional programs that you mentioned, and why is stuffing our emotions so bad for us?
Mm-hmm. I'll happily do that.
Thank you.
I found out that there's patterns that people show when they come, you know, wanting to have a relationship or why relationships are not working in their life. And I found a pattern, and I call it even a program, because it starts with one incident, and I call it the love hurts program. And it might start with one incident that you're still a kid, and then your beloved pet dies. We might share the same experience. It happened to me. Later on, you're in a relationship, and your first high school sweetheart dumps you, and so on and so on. And things happen in your life, and what remains inside of you is frozen tears and the information, love hurts. So what happens when you have more than one experience that your heart gets hurt through all kinds of different relationships, disappointments, things that happen to you, people, they close their heart. They say, I'm not going to go there ever again. It hurts too much. Why should I?
Yep.
And that is sad, because if you close your heart, you automatically also close the channel to your own soul, to your higher self, to the angels, because the communication goes to the heart. You also, when you close your heart, are hurting your life force flow. So even the physical body, all your organs, the energy can't flow as much anymore. and you're blocked and you develop illnesses. So this is one of the most important things to heal and clear. So you are able to open your heart again, to live your life purpose, to live to the fullest and live happily. So we do a lot of emotional healing with quantum angel healing, cosmic recoding. And it's beautiful to see how the life of the people that we work with change and how happy they can be again.
That's wonderful. I know that the Love Hurts is one program. Can you mention one more?
Yes. One other is what I call the judge program. When people are judging themselves, they're judging and blaming themselves, and they have so much guilt, like, I should have done this, and I didn't do that, and I feel guilty because of a certain religion, they believe they're not good enough, they're sinners, whatever. So they're carrying a huge amount of guilt. That is the one side of the judge program coin. And the other side, what I found also, is that people judge others. They talk about others, they judge others, about their neighbors, about their coworkers, and how horrible those people are. That's also very unhealthy for yourself and for others to put that energy out. Because, you know, like I said earlier, we're all together, we're all in resonance with each other. And if you put out harmful things, emotions, thought forms towards others or yourself, that can cause also a reason why people do not heal, are not well, are not happy, are not in the flow of life.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention that all healing is self-healing. I'm not saying I heal anybody. This is not the point. But I can show them why this got created and how to undo this and really decode this information, have a reset, and start in a different, more healthier and happier way.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you ever notice, and I think you talk about this in the book, but do you ever notice that people have more than one?
Oh,
of
yeah.
These, that's what I was noticing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They're living the victim program, you know, and they're just the victim. But it's not their fault. All of this is not their fault. It's just how we got raised and how we try to, you know, make it happen here on Earth. And sometimes it's not really. I have never said it's easy here. It's not easy.
No. Nope.
But there's ways to go through those difficult life situations easier if you reach out and say, could you just help me? Could you show me? Do you have another perspective? What can I do? I had to do that too when I was in that very bad place in my life.
Yes.
And it really is wonderful that you introduce all those people on your radio show that have different modalities and different ways. And everybody has a different resonance. So if you resonate with what I say, please come, reach out to me. We'll help you. If you resonate with somebody else's work, do that. So it's about the frequency. And when you feel somebody talks also true to your heart and you feel it in your heart, there is something that really moves you, then go with that feeling.
That's really good advice. I have a lot of people tell me that they don't know how to find their light. They don't know how to find their essence or their gifts. And, you know, people are always saying, and Barbara Marx Hubbard, for one, who says, you know, you have a purpose, you have a mission on the planet. You know, perhaps you signed a contract in a path, you know, in between lives where you knew then what it was you were to do, you know, remember it and then do it. And I have people say that they don't know how to do that. So for listeners, how can they find their gifts and share them? Mm-hmm. What would you suggest?
I would suggest to learn to really connect with what you love the most. And here's what I said. When you have the Love Hurts program, you close your heart, and that's why people can't find it. So because if you connect, if you heal your heart, and if you find in your heart what you love the most, maybe remember what you used to love when you were a little kid.
Yep.
In the Native American culture, this is what I learned from my husband and studying with a shamanic teacher, in the Native American culture and the original tradition, you have people around you, elders, that watch what you love. Some people, some little kids love playing with water. Others love the horses. Others love to sing. The next one loves to draw. And then they forget. And they ask the elders later, what was it? What was it what I liked to do so much as a child? So that would be the first advice, the first step for the listeners. Go back to what did you love to do the most when you were little? Did you love to dance? What was it? What was yours from the beginning?
Yep.
Because through the school system and through all the things that we have to do, we have to take math classes, we have to learn this and learn that, what our original gift is, what we love to do the most, sometimes gets lost, and we're just, you know, in a system where we have to function. So that's the first step. Find what you love the most, then do what really makes you happy. And this will open up the flow of energy in your heart, the flow of your divine spirit, your soul, and then you will find more things that you will love. You will see what it is. And everybody has a different calling, and maybe your calling is to be a mom, to
yep.
take care of your children,
exactly.
to offer the best home, the most love that you can. That
That's
is
right.
the calling. That is
That's
an important
right.
calling, which got lost in this society, by the way, if you allow this remark, where everybody's on their cell phone texting and not even talking anymore or having family meals anymore. So if you have that calling, wonderful. Thank you for doing this, because it's so important to take care of children.
That's
and
right.
Not everybody has to do a radio show, write a book, be on stage. That's not the important thing. The important thing is that you understand who you are, that you are the essence of love, that you're not afraid of love, that you live what you love to do every day and share this love. And that is sharing your light. That is carrying your light. And that would do the best to the whole world. And if everybody does that on this planet, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I agree. And, you know, for listeners, one thing I tell clients is, when is it that you lose track of time? You're doing something and you're so immersed in it and you love it so much
yeah.
that the time just goes by. Sometimes you forget to eat. You know, you're just so happy doing it. That's it. That is the thing that is your passion. It's your gift. It's the thing, you know, the thing that, you know, that you should share with the world is what I tell them. So anyway, we're coming down to the end of the show, Eva Maria, and I just want to tell you that you shine your light so beautifully and are such a light bringer and a light worker in the world that I am honored. You mentioned that you were honored. I am so honored that you are my first guest on this very new show. And I can't wait to see you again, and I hope that it's soon.
Yes, we will create that it's soon.
We'll create it. We'll create it.
Yes.
So do you have one final word, one final line, or something that you'd like to say to those listening to We Carry the Light?
Yes, I like to say, please come back every week and listen to Dr. Susan Allison's show, read her work, and listen to everybody here on this show, because those are people that are good people that are here for you, and I'm here for you, too. You can always get in contact with me. It's easy. I always answer emails. So just send them and live what you love to do, and give your kids a hug, give your husband a hug, forgive yourself and understand it's all good. It's good.
It's good. It's good. Thank you so much for being here, and I definitely will have you on again.
Yay, hooray. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
And bye-bye, everybody. Love you much.
And so our first show together comes to an end, and you are wonderful listeners, and I can feel your energy, and I will meet you here next Thursday at noon Pacific. It's a date. Our next week's guest is Carol Brody Fleet, who is another light bringer, with her amazing book, Happily Even After, mainly helping those of us who've lost a partner, but really the book is for anyone who's grieved the loss of someone dear, and who hasn't. So see you next Thursday, everyone, and remember, you carry the light.
You've been listening to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now, and who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in every Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.